You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. This first Friday kicks off as we head into the July 4th weekend, so the town is going to be busy. Joining us now to give us a roundup of events is Kathleen Harper with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
There, let's
oh, there
get
we
your
go.
Mic on. Sorry
Hi,
about that. Hi, thank you. Thanks for being here. It's great to see you. I'm excited to hear what's going on this weekend.
All right,
this Friday.
Well, of course, there's the full-on 4th of July festivities that are going to be happening later this weekend. But to kick things off, it's kind of fun that we've got First Friday happening right before all that sort of happens. So it's going to be a beautiful, sunny, warm kind of Friday. Perfect kind of weather to come on down, walk around downtown, check out all the different art exhibits going on. Just enjoy a little bit of downtown life before it gets really wild over the weekend for the 4th. Of course, we always start out with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and what we've got going on in our gallery. And this month, we have an exhibit, Ridgeline is the name of the exhibit, by Kay Hulk. It's contemporary landscapes. Laura Micah said they're not your average landscape. So if you're like, oh, ho-hum landscapes, whatever, this is the one to come and just like test your limits to see what you really consider a landscape to be. They're colorful, they're bold, they're really fun. So definitely an awesome exhibit to come and check out.
Have you seen them?
I haven't yet, but I've seen a little bit from one of the artist meetings, and like color is like the word of the day.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, What can we do with color that's not just normal?
That's exciting. Now yeah. I'm very curious. Good description. Good teaser on that one.
Definitely something to come and check out because, you know, as Junoites, we see a lot of landscapes, but it's fun to see somebody take it and, like, push the envelope
a new twist. I can't even really imagine what that means. So I'll have to come and check it out.
Exciting to know is that we are no longer requiring people to show vaccination cards to come and see the gallery. So I know that was a hindrance for some folks in the past, but now we do require masks, but otherwise you just come on in, enjoy the exhibit.
Okay,
so
that's great. Good news.
I know that you already were talking with the City Museum folks earlier about all the fun stuff they've got going on, so I'm not going to go into that, but definitely they're just up the street. They've always got something cool going on.
Yep, make it a stop.
Definitely. Of course, Annie Kales has their exhibits up as per usual. It's Pi O'Reilly this month. She is from Petersburg originally, and she has these really colorful, vibrant paintings. You can see some samples on the Jack's website on the First Friday kind of lineup on our website. So definitely check that out. Juno Artist Gallery, their featured artist this month is Jonathan Swinton. He's a photography person.
A photographer.
There we go. There's the word.
Yeah. I think he's going to be on the show later this week, actually.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So that's something to check out. There's a lot of really amazing photographers in the Juno Artist Gallery. So always definitely a great stop to go and check out what they've got going on there. Usually their featured artists are behind the desk on First Friday too, so you get to like ask them all sorts of questions about their process and their artwork, which is always kind of a cool thing about the Juno Artist Gallery. Rainbow Foods has Paige Bridges, Modern Oil Paintings. That's 4:30 to 7. There's slightly different times for the different things, so I definitely go to the Jack's website to make sure you know. Some things stop at 7, some things go till 8. So some things don't start till a little later, so it's always good to make sure that you know what to expect. Finally on the list, we've got the Marie Drake Planetarium has some full dome films going on this first Friday, and then a James Webb telescope show. So cool. That's something that if you're into the stars or you're into like lying on the ground and looking at those sorts of things, that is a cool thing to check out.
If you want to come inside out of the sun.
Right, yeah, maybe by that time it's like they start at 5:30, so you might be like a little sunned out and ready to kind of get some shade. There's a couple of other things that I think have just gotten onto the website. Rainforest Yoga usually does some free yoga classes or some classes on the first Friday. So that's something to check into. And Hearthside Books also just put in that they've got a book signing with Emily Wall for her new book, Breaking Into Air, Birth Poems. And that starts at 4 p.m., yes. And I believe that's the downtown Hearthside Books that's happening at.
Right.
Which is at its new location on the wharf.
That's right. Well, I'm sure there's some folks that we didn't get to, probably because maybe they didn't get their information to you. So what's the best way that folks can get information to you if they want to hear their First Friday event talked about on Juno Afternoon?
It's really easy. All you have to do is go to the JAC's website, and we have our First Friday page. It's a button on the homepage. So as long as you can get to the homepage and find that button, it'll take you right to the First Friday page. And there's a little form that you can fill out. There's like a little... add your information here. Click the here and then just put your stuff in and then it'll go up on the webpage and be here for us to be able to talk about on First Fridays. So definitely encourage anybody that's got any sort of event that's happening as a part of the First Fridays to make sure that you get that on the website so that we can talk about it here. And then also so that all the different people who are going to that for the information about where to go and what are the things to see.
Planning out their route.
Exactly. They know what to do and where to go and what times things start. So.
Excellent. Okay, that's good advice. I'm glad we got that out there so we can have an even longer list next time. And I know another thing you want to talk about today is the JAC Fresh Air Markets, which are always super fun. And the best weather for it is happening right now.
We just had our first one this past weekend. It was fabulous. Everybody got sunburned.
Yes.
So it's such a great opportunity. And so if there are artists out there who want to be a vendor and sell their wares at one of our Fresh Air Markets, I would say now is the time to get signed up because we have limited space availability. So once those spaces fill up, then you're kind of pushed to the waiting list. So you definitely want to get your booth secured soon. Our next Fresh Air Market is on July 30th, and then we'll have another one on September 10th. And then in August, on the 27th, we have our Food Fest, the annual Food Fest, which is also kind of a big market but is food-themed. So that's when we're hoping all of those people out there who are growing the vegetables and doing all of the stuff around that, or maybe making cottage industry like jams and jellies and whatever, all of that really fun stuff that's food related are usually come out in force for that particular market. Yeah. A lot of times we'll have some workshops and things like that some of the folks will put on as well to just sort of talk about some of those different things. Around kind of food and food prep and food harvesting and growing and all of those really kind of fun things.
I look forward to that.
It's always a really good time.
Yeah. And it's a great segue into my next guest, Ed Bajarski, with Garden Talk. Speaking of
yes.
people that grow a bunch of food and fruits and vegetables and sell it at the
Food Fest.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great, Kathleen. Thank you so much for the First Friday Roundup. Anything else you want to add or share?
Just on a, other than just the First Friday stuff, we do, just a reminder that we have the community calendar on our website at the JAC as well, and that's another place where people can put their events that they have going on that they want the public to know about as a one-stop shop to see what's going on in town. So,
yeah.
And that's a free service. We just post everything online, get all the information out there, and it's a great way to see what else is going on in town.
Yeah, it's a great resource. I check it a lot. And there's often way too much to do. You can never do it all. But it's great. Better too much than too little.
Yeah, then you
like
have choices.
Exactly. Look at us. Mind meld. All right. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Kathleen. I hope you have a great long weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelley. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. See
Happy
you next
first
time.
Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Still got to wait two more days.